Second Chronicles chapter number 7. If you're willing and able tonight, would you stand for the reading of God's word? I'll try not to hold you too long. Amen. Verse number 1 said this: Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house.
Yes.
And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord came and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Would you go down to verse number 12? And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard that prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now listen here. If my people, I know we know this verse. Amen. And I want us to understand here tonight, amen, what the Lord is wanting us to get out of this service. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Listen what's going to happen. Amen. If we do this, then will I hear from heaven, and we'll forgive their sin, and we'll heal their land.
Yes.
Oh my, I'm telling you, I'm feeling a little bit better about this now. Amen. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears, amen, shall attend, amen, and to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to preach tonight on prayer works. Would you stretch your hand this way and ask God to help me? Lord, I praise you. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what's already been accomplished. I thank you, Lord, for how you've been moving in this revival. God, I thank you, Lord, for everything that's been said and done. God, I pray that just like we read here, Lord, that your glory would fill this temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you in your blessed mighty son's name, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to do the preaching. Lord, would you please anoint that Holy Ghost to preach. Lord, I'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. And I said I wrestle with this. And I thought, man, Lord, last night here at revival, and we're going to, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm killing this, but I know how it goes sometimes when you preach about prayer. Amen. And I thought the Lord just has confirmed it. I have no doubt. Amen. I would like, amen, to preach in a way tonight, amen, that will hopefully help us to realize the importance of prayer. Amen. We can look around tonight at this world, and it does not take long, amen, to realize or take a genius to figure out, amen, that prayer now is not the most in most individuals' life. Amen. It has been put on the back burner, amen, of people's lives. And I thought one man said this, and I know we've heard a lot of these things I'm going to say tonight. I thought one man said that how would God let somebody shoot up a school? Amen. Another man said, well, amen, they took prayer in the Ten Commandments out of the school. Amen. Because they don't want God there no more. Amen. All the way faith from Genesis chapter number 8, amen, to Revelation chapter 16 and verse 7. We can read about the altar in the Word of God. Amen. The word altar is, amen, in the Bible over 400 times. Amen. The word pray is mentioned over 500 times in the King James Bible. Amen. But can I tell you tonight just a few of the prayers that we've heard go up? Noah prayed and God spared his family. Moses prayed many times and God spared the children of Israel. Jacob prayed and his name was changed from Israel to Israel. Joshua prayed and the walls fell. Hannah prayed for a child and got Samuel. Elisha prayed for a double portion. Amen, and got it. Amen, when the mantle fell. Hallelujah, Nehemiah prayed and found favor in the sight of God. Job prayed for his friends. Amen, and God turned the captivity of Job. David inquired of God at Ziklag when it had been burnt to the ground, and David recovered all. Isaiah called on God to forgive him, for he had unclean lips, and God took tongs and a hot coal off the altar and purged his sin. Daniel prayed 21 days before he got his answer. Jonah cried, amen, the Bible said, amen, by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. Amen, and thou heardest my voice. Saul prayed and was converted. Amen. From Saul of Tarsus to Apostle Paul. And of course, amen, our most prime example was Jesus was always praying. I like what Jesus said when he prayed, amen, and Lazarus had died, in John 11:41. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. But Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. And he came hopping, amen, out of the tomb. I'm glad, amen. Hallelujah, my God, that I pray to ain't like the Muslims who they pray to. They pray to Muhammad, but Muhammad ain't alive. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's some that pray to Buddha, but Buddha can't save one. Amen. They pray in the Bible. Amen. They worship Dagon, but I'm telling you, Dagon ain't even got a head. Now, much less a mouth or hands. Amen. He can help somebody with. I want to tell you about a God that I serve, and his ears are open tonight for the cry, amen, of the righteous. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel like preaching in this place tonight. There is power, amen, when the saints of God begin to pray. I said things change when prayer goes up.
Yes, yes.
Oh my. Lift your hands and ask God to help us here. Hallelujah. I thought years ago, we've heard story after story tonight, but I'm going to have to share a few, okay? So bear with me. I thought years ago, I went in church, amen, I had me a motorcycle, and I thought, amen, I was a sinner riding down the road on that motorcycle, and I thought I came across the intersection, it was my fault, but I thought I ran through this intersection not paying attention. intention, just an accident. That's why they're called accidents. Accidents happen. I thought, amen, as I went through that intersection, I looked to my left and there was a vehicle headed towards me. And all of a sudden I heard my mammal's prayer go out just as clear as day. It rung before my ears. And this is what it said. It said, Lord, watch over David. Hallelujah. Can I tell you this? Still to this day, I don't know how that car missed me. Other than I can tell you this, there was somebody sending prayers up. I said there was somebody calling upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Elisha prayed and the fire fell. We know the story. Amen. How? Amen. Hallelujah. They had them false gods up. Hallelujah. I thought they were worshiping Baal. Amen. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, Elijah, amen, got them out there, gathered all the people together. Amen. He told them, said, you know, you take a bullock, I'll take a bullock. Don't, you know, you dress how you want, you dress yours how you want to, I'll dress mine. But whatever you do, don't put no fire under this bullock, but let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Amen. But if Baal be God, then let him. Amen. But if God be God, then serve him. I'm telling you, amen, here they was. Amen. The Bible said they did everything, you know, under the sun to try to get their God to move. But nothing happened. Elijah let it go on until midday. And he did something. He took and he dug a trench around that sacrifice. Amen. He began to tell them men. He said, now take four barrels of water and fill it up and pour it upon the sacrifice. I thought they poured it upon it once. He said, now go do it again. The second time, they took the four barrels, filled them up, and it poured it on the sacrifice the second time. Amen. And he said, now go do it again. And he poured the water upon that sacrifice again. And so much that the water ran down the sacrifice. And it filled up the trench that was around it. Amen. But I thought, I like what Elijah said. Amen. Around midday, he asked him, he said, maybe your God is a God that's afar off. Maybe your God's on an adventure somewhere. I'm telling you, it made them more mad. Those men that served Baal, they jumped upon the altars and they began to cut themselves with lancets until the blood gushed out. I'm telling you, Baal never answered. Hallelujah. But Elijah said a 63-word prayer. And you know what happened? The fire fell, amen, and it fell so good, amen, that it consumed the sacrifice. And the Bible said that it licked up all the water in the trench, amen, that was around him. I want to tell you something. What amazed me, amen, when he looked up, you know what was surprising to me? He looked up, you know what them men were doing? They had fell upon their face and they begin to call upon God. I'm telling you what we need in this house. We need for the fire of God to fall in such a way that men and women would fall on their face and begin to call on God. Yes. I'm telling you, there's power in prayer. They tarried on the day of Pentecost until it came the promise of the Father. Can I tell you, it didn't stop there. In Acts 4 and 31, they prayed until the place was shaken. Hallelujah. Again and again and again they prayed. And over and over and over, the fire would fall. I thought when I was just a young man, I thought I'd become good friends with a man Amen. Some of you know him, Brandon Baker, Brother Brandon Baker. I thought, amen, when I was a kid, I'm trying to get through this here. Amen. But I thought when I was a kid, hallelujah, I wasn't saved. Amen. I didn't get saved until I was almost 23 years old. And I thought, amen, I used to go over to his Brother Brandon's house and I would stay the night with him. I thought, amen, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I knew nothing about this way except for what little my mama and papa took me to Sunday school. And I thought, amen, I come in to his house one night and I stayed the night. And I thought it's probably about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, amen, right there in the middle of a dead sleep, I hear this. Amen. Oh, God, would you save? Oh, God, would you deliver? I'm telling you, I come up out of that bed, didn't know what was going on, Brother Cordell. Never heard nothing like that in my life. I thought somebody was killing somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, my, y'all going to help me just a little while. I thought something was going on. I said, Brandon, get up. Something's wrong. I said, somebody's in this house. There's something wrong. I thought he stood up in the bed, he almost sleepy-eyed. Amen. He began to listen. I said, somebody's screaming out. What is that? He said, David, are you talking about my dad? He said, my dad's praying. And we ain't never been better than what we are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, just a few minutes went by, I heard that prayer go up. And it said, Lord, save David Bradley. Save that soul. I'm telling you, it was a few years later. But my friend, prayer works. I said prayer. It works. Hallelujah. I said prayer. Amen. Will touch. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I want to slow down just a little bit. Help me. I got some prayer coats I want to leave. I want to leave you with, okay? Amen. I thought I'd lift these up. And they touched my heart in such a way. Amen. I want to leave this with you. Now I'm going to try to make an altar call here. Amen. Hallelujah. Martin Luther said this. To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Benjamin Franklin said this. Work as if you were to live 100 years. Pray as if you were to die tomorrow. Charles Spurgeon said this. True prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is a spiritual transaction with the Creator of heaven and earth. Bill Bright said this. We must talk to God about men before we talk to men about God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel good tonight. Amen. Corey Ten Boom said this. Any concern too small to be turned into a prayer to God is definitely too small. Amen. Of a thing to burden God. Hallelujah. Y'all again this tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my, help me, Lord. Lewis Evans said this. The man who kneels to God can stand up to anything. Robert Law said this, prayer is a mighty instrument, not for getting God's will done in heaven, but for getting God's will done in earth. Hallelujah. Thomas Lye said this, I would rather stand against the cannons of the wicked, amen, than against the prayers of the righteous. Amen. T.J. Bach said this, many of us cannot reach the mission fields on our feet, but we can reach them on our knees. Hallelujah. John Mason Field said this, God warms his hands, amen, at the heart of men when he prays. Hallelujah. Charles Spurgeon said, he that is never on his knees shall never stand up on his feet in heaven. Amy Carmichael said, prayer is the core of the day. Take prayer out, and the day will come. also said, the secret of praying is praying in secret. The true church lives and moves and has its being in prayer. Little Raymond Hill said all these. Next six or seven, I'm going to say, a man who kneels before God will stand before men. A man who is intimate with God will never be intimidated by man. Number 17 said, notice we never pray for folks that we gossip about, and we never gossip about the folks whom we pray for. Why? Because prayer is the great detergent. Hallelujah. Prayer in its highest form is agonizing soul sweat. Hallelujah. Prayer is not preparation for the battle. It is the battle. At the judgment seat, the most embarrassing thing the believer will face will be the smallness of his or her prayer life. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I like what he said. And the last one I want to share with you, Little Raven Hill said this, no man is greater than his prayer life. No, not one. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah, the reason, amen, why we don't have moves of God sometimes like we used to, it ain't because that God, amen, isn't still moving. It's because we have failed on our part. I said some have failed on our part to call on a mighty God.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yes, God.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I know how it is when you preach on prayer. It gets quiet and tight. Amen. I felt this on my heart. I thought some of you heard this story. Amen. This probably Emily was probably about 1 or 2 years old. I thought Emily got a call one day upon the phone. And I think Emily's found out that she's 8 years old now, so it's been 6-7 years ago. And I thought, hey man, we got a call on the phone one day. And I was at work and she got a phone call. She had a doctor's appointment. I thought the call come across. And they said, Darla Bradley, she said, yes. She said, I knew when that nurse called me. She said, I knew it was serious. So I slipped back in the back room there by myself. And she said, amen, here. That nurse began to tell her, she said, listen, when we did your test, said your numbers were up the charts. And the doctor has a lot of concern. And he wants you back in here, not just in a few days, but he wants you in here immediately. I thought, amen, she went in there, amen, before she did. I thought we went and had her prayed for at the church. Amen. And I thought that doctor told her, said, we have no doubt. That nurse told her, said, we normally don't even do this over the phone. She said, but the doctor has no doubt that you have cancer. And you need to come back in here. I thought a few days here. Amen. And I talked to my work. I was still working a job then, wasn't on the field. Yeah. And I thought I went into my work and I said, listen, my wife's got an appointment. I said, I need to be there with her. And they said, well, okay, you do what you need to do, take off. I said, well, what would you think about me coming in 4 hours early and just taking off, you know, and working my full shift and going on? They said, that'd be fine. Come on. I thought I went in and I began. The next morning I woke up. Amen. I'm telling you, just a few days. You know how it is. The devil likes to try to torment people's mind. I'm telling you, we hadn't slept. You know, the thoughts run through your mind. We automatically a lot of times think the worst, you know, possible. It's just, amen, human nature sometimes. And I know I was thinking, how am I going to raise two beautiful girls by myself, you know? And then my wife was praying, Lord, I got these two girls. I don't want to leave them. Amen. I thought that morning before I got up to work, I knelt down in my place there, in my living room. room at my couch, you know. Y'all got your secret place, I'm sure. That's where mine was, you know, at my old house before we sold it. Amen, to go full time. I thought, amen, I knelt down at my spot. Amen, hadn't been able to sleep hardly any. I thought probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. As soon as my knee hit the floor, I was still like that all the time, Brother Tommy. Sometimes we got to pray and pray and pray to get a hold of something, you know. But as soon as my knee hit the floor, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, all is well. Hallelujah. Everything is all right. Hallelujah. And when he spoke that, Brother Tommy, I knew in my heart what the Lord was saying. I'm telling you, my wife hadn't been able to sleep. I want you to know what I've done. I immediately, you know, I was excited. I want to run in there and tell her. Amen. And I thought, I slung that door, beat that door open. And I looked in there and all curled up in a little ball was my wife. She was sound asleep. Peace had come in that household. Hallelujah. You know what I done? I just slipped that door back a little bit closed and I went on to work. Hallelujah. I thought when she got up, she called me and she said, are you ready to go? I said, I'm ready. Amen. I said, honey, I heard from the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. She said, oh yeah. I said, yeah, I did. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord said? He said, all is well. Hallelujah. And I just kind of sit there crying. She was pretty quiet. I could tell what she was thinking in her mind. All is well. Amen. Well, the Lord's going to help us through it. That's what she was thinking. Amen. All of a sudden, it came out of me like fire. And I said, no, honey. The Lord said, everything's all right. You ain't got cancer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we went to that doctor. They run every test known to man. They called us in just a few days. And you know what the test said? Darla Bradley, we don't know what happened. We were sure you had it. But there ain't a sign nowhere. Hallelujah. In your body. I'm telling you, prayer works right then. I serve a God that hears your cry. I said, I serve a God that hears your prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my. I'll tell you, I could preach all night. But I feel the glory of God. In this place, I felt it tonight. If these brothers were witnessing about prayer, I'm telling you tonight, you're in this place. You've tried everything else. Why don't you call on the Lord? I said, call on the Lord. Why he may be found.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Yes, God.
I gotta quit. I know. Oh, hallelujah. Would you stand and pray with me? Hallelujah. 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 Whoa, have your way. Lift your hands right here, church. Ask God to have his way in this place. I said, Lord, man, there's so many, many things, many needs in this house tonight. Lord, there's people need a healing in their hearts. There's some people need a healing in their minds. Lord, there's people that need healing in their soul. But Lord, if we just would call on you just for a little while, amen, you can do all of them. Amen, there's nothing too hard for God. I said, there's nothing too hard. I believe he can heal tonight. I believe he can feel and sanctify. Amen, and save somebody and fill somebody at the same time. I'm telling you, you want to know why that man walked through the door last night? It's been the power of somebody's prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you tonight, if we be able to begin to lift up the Lamb of God, he'll draw men. I said he'll draw them in.
Oh my.
One man said, hallelujah, Prayer is what moves the hand of God. I'm going to say this, man. Woo. I've said it before, but I'm going to say it tonight. I feel good. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever felt this good-hearted preaching on prayer. I'm feeling almost good in my spirit right now. Hallelujah. Whoa. Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, if I'm ever dying on my deathbed, I've heard them say this, Brother Jason. I don't mean any ill will towards anybody. If you ever said it, I've said it, okay? But if you ever said this, you ever said something like this, pray till you touch heaven. Pray till heaven comes down. You ever said it? I've said it. I'll probably say it again. Amen. But I want to tell you this. If I'm ever dying, don't call on a man to pray to touch heaven. Call him out. Don't call on a man that can touch the throne. Amen. Call a man that's got a hold of it and ain't about to let it go. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, we need some people, amen, to stand up in this hour and pray till the fire falls. Pray till the glory comes down. I'm telling you tonight, there is power in prayer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory, glory, glory. 1 Corinthians 9, my favorite. One of my favorites in the Bible. Okay. Amen. I ain't got time to get into all that. Paul said this. They that wait at the altar shall partake of the altar. One man said, lives are altered at the altar. Right. Hallelujah. Oh my. Woo. Hallelujah. One man said this, Brother Cordell. He said, there's only one power that God will yield to. Do you know what that power is? It is the power of prayer.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, prayer is a mighty weapon. I'm telling you, we've got too many looking to be the shouters. We got for too many. I'm not against shouting. Don't fall out with me. I plan on shouting some more. I'm telling you, we got too many that want to be the singers or the instrument players. I'm telling you, the greatest, amen, spiritual influence in my life was a man by the name of Rex Sykes. I'm going to tell you something, what Brother Rex was. He was a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, we need some people that would pick up the mantle, amen, of a prayer life till they get a hold of the power of God.
Yes, yes.
Would you lift your hands right here?
Holy God.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, now let me pull this for a second. Bear with me.
Jesus.
Peter messed up. He was up. He was down. Man, I'm telling you, brothers. Well, you got things short tonight, brothers. I just can't hardly help it. You know how much easier you made it on me tonight. Hallelujah. I thought, man, Lord, you know who I was going to be here.
Yes, God.
Lord, you know the message you gave me. Hallelujah. You sure, Lord, you know. I'm telling you, I feel so good about this right now. Amen. Peter messed up. He was up. He was down. He was in. He was out. Amen. But can I tell you what the Lord done for Peter? Hallelujah. He said, Simon, Simon, the devil has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Amen. But you know what the Lord said? But Peter, amen, I have prayed for thee. And when thou art converted, you strengthen the brethren. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, amen, you may have been up and down in this life. You may have been in and out. But I'm telling you, you can get converted tonight. Hallelujah. The word God can do something with your life that would change you for an eternity.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh my, Peter got such a hold of it. Amen. and he preached that 3,000 was added to the church in one amen sermon. What a preacher he was. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, but what caused that? I believe it was nothing more, amen, than the blood of Jesus and the prayer that Jesus prayed. I pray for thee, Peter. I'm telling you, insert your name there. Hallelujah. I pray for thee, David. I pray for thee, Brother Jason. I pray for thee, Brother Ronnie. I pray for thee, Brother Cordell. I'm telling you, I thank God that you're no longer just Kurt Cordell, but you're now Brother Kurt Cordell. Why? Amen. Because you prayed and God converted you.
Yes, yes.
Oh my, I'm done preaching, honey. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my, if you'd like to have this tonight, amen, if you'd like to know more about this way, amen, I feel like opening this altar to you as they begin to sing here tonight. Amen, I'm telling you, hallelujah, you can pray. And I want you to know, I could go over and over and over and over and over in the Bible, amen, about places that they prayed. And I want you to know tonight, amen, the psalmist said this, hallelujah, he thought that the Lord, hallelujah, he must have had a hard time, amen, getting through while he was praying. Amen, because one day the psalmist said this. He said, bow down thine ear, oh God, and hear my prayer. I got news for you. The Holy Ghost has spoken tonight. And I want you to know that the ears of the Lord are open, and it's waiting to hear your cry tonight. So as my wife begins to sing, amen, I preached my best, amen, that I could tonight to you. Amen. As my wife begins to sing, I'm going to open this altar.
You're sick and afflicted,
I'm going to say
and
this.
You don't know what to do.
Amen. If you ain't able to get down here,
King Jesus,
you stick your hand up and say, I want prayer tonight. I want the Lord to help me.
Jesus,
I'm telling you what, gather around
me. I know you hear me when I pray.
Well, come on.
They put a wall in prison, long about the midnight hour. He began to call on Jesus, and he heard his prayer.
Oh, Lord, I'll save you. The Lord will help you.
Won't you hear me when I pray? When I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way. I've been through the valley, I've reached that mountaintop. I'm looking for that city, yeah. reach that mountaintop. I'm looking for that city, and Lord, I can't stop. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. When I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way. If you're sick and afflicted, that mountaintop. I'm looking for that city, and Lord, I can't stop. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. When I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh, King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray.
I believe the Holy Ghost is like healing.
And you don't know what to do, just call on King Jesus, he will see you through. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. Oh, King Jesus, send an angel by my way. I know about the midnight hour, he began to call on Jesus, and he heard his prayer. That mountain top, I'm looking for that city, and Lord, I can't stop. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. When I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way. Oh, King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. Oh, King Jesus. If you're sick and afflicted, and you don't know what to do, just call on King Jesus, he will see you through. King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. When I'm down here in trouble, you send an angel by my way. Oh, King Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. Jesus. to the valley of the shadow of the top. I'm looking for my city. That mountain top.